summer I went swimming. This summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. This summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in a swimming pool. Saw my wounds, chlorine eyes. I'm a self-destructive fool.
We'll get to pool safety here towards the end of the program, but we've got questions loaded up, and we're actually going to start with an email question. If you're a subscriber to our weekly email newsletter that goes out Thursday, it gives you a preview of what's coming up and the broadcast. We run a lot of our promotions through that, so we don't tie up the phone lines during the broadcast for people that have calls, like all five lines are loaded, Rusty, Dave, Walter, Andrea, and Colby. But Jack from Chandler writes in ahead of time, and he's got four spots where he says metal rackets were sitting at the bottom of the pool. Now, I don't know if these were like badminton rackets or what, but just four metal structures that were left at the bottom of a Pebble Tech pool, and they've got rust rings around them. How does he get them removed? He tried some eraser thing that he got off of Amazon. He tried vitamin C pills. And nothing has worked.
So you when you get those stains, and you'll get them, sometimes you'll get them from fertilizer. The guys are fertilizing the lawn right next to the pool. They'll spit in there the ionite, things like that. Small spots. You get bigger spots, which it sounds like he probably has. You can there's several products they make that kind of concentrate. You could take your regular muriatic acid you would use for the water, put it in a bottle or a tube, and get it spot located. You'd have to go swim to do it. You're going to get in the water and get right on the spot, put your mask on, and rub it out, and take maybe a metal brush to it. It sounds like for him, he may want to call one of the Pebble Tech companies in town and have somebody do it and take a look at it, do it professional. It might cost him a few pennies, but it's going to be probably the better option, the safer option, so he doesn't damage the surface as well.
Because a damaged surface then becomes quite costly.
Really, a lot more pennies, yes, sir.
All right, well, let's get to our callers. First, starting off, Rusty, welcome to the program. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. We've got a 40,000-gallon pool out in Buckeye. It used to be a farmhouse that's been redone. And so we get lots of dirt from the field. And so I was wanting to know if there was a way of vacuuming up that dirt with a lithium-ion battery pack vacuum. I've seen several of them that do leaves, but I've yet to see one that do dirt because our cartridge filters are huge and pain in the butt to take all eight of them out and clean. So I was just checking to see if there's a way of doing that.
He's got a perfect storm right there. And when the storm hits, it being on the west edge of town, Here comes the dust. Big pool, 40,000 gallons. That's usually double most residential pools. And like you said, just a farm area. The best thing you could probably do is they do make robotic cleaners, which have cartridges in them, to a commercial level, which they're much bigger as well, that can handle quite a bit of dirt. But I think anything you're going to be dealing with is still going to be quite a bit of work, sir.
Now, one of these robotic cleansers must hit a saturation point where it can't digest any more dirt.
Then correct.
You got to retrieve it, then you got to rinse it out, right?
Very, very true, sir. They have a cartridge internally on them. You plug them in, you drop them in the water, you let them go, and eventually, you'll see it start to slow down and stop moving. Once you see that, just pull it out of the water. It's a smaller cartridge. So very easy to clean.
And then flip. That's kind of in the commercial arena.
Yeah, they drop those in pools and when the pool's closed. And then in the morning when they come back, they pull them out and it keeps the pool clean.
Can you approximate what one of those would cost, Rusty, up in Buckeye? I mean, is that a $200 investment, a $500 investment, a $1,000 investment?
For about $1,000, give or take, for a residential robotic. You get into commercial, you can spend upwards of $5,000. So
they have some of them that are remote controlled as well.
Of course they do. Everything's remote controlled.
Yes, for all the gamers.
Rusty, I sure hope that helps. 40,000-gallon pool in Buckeye is going to be an issue, no matter which way you cut that, for sure. Okay?
Dave's next on the line, wants to talk about his pool's problem. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Romy.
Yeah, my wife complains that the pool's too warm this time of year, and we were talking about ways to try to cool it down, and I was wondering if there's anything on the market for that.
There are several items. One we make, one we don't. One is a chiller, works very similar to an evaporative cooling unit for homes. Has the same effect, the same principle, but they also make heat pumps for swimming pools that are cooling, they're heat cool, so they will cool on the cooling side. So depending on the electric and your plumbing, you're generally going to be looking at somewhere around $5,000-$7,000 to have one of those installed between the electric and the heat pump and everything.
But that'll heat and cool the water.
That would heat and cool. So you would be able to get some, if nothing else, extend your swimming season. Yes, sir.
Now, the chilling tower evap cooler, that must really play havoc on your chemical balancing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime you're evaporating water, we live where we live, you're already evaporating a lot of water. Half an inch a day out of the pool, which is wreaking havoc. You're adding to that. So it does have the byproduct, the side effect, unintended consequence, what have you. The heat cool pumps, they work with the existing system. They don't have that effect. So kind of everything in life is a compromise. So, which,
and, you know, and that's obviously going to take time. You've got to get everything lined up to do
correct.
The work. You're probably, if and everyone's workload is pretty big right now.
It's busy.
We've got shortage of labor. So you're probably not looking at being able to get this installed in time to take advantage of it this season. Probably.
You could probably get it done within 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
So it's not going to be 2 or 3 days, but it may be 2 or 3 weeks. Well, so you could use it because that water right now, like he's asking, it gets 94, 95, 96 degrees. And it's not refreshing anymore. It's just not.
Well,
it's a bath.
If you've got access to the backyard, you could go to aziceman.com and have them come dump a truckload of ice in your pool.
There you go.
If you're trying to get this cooled down for a party this weekend.
Yeah, if you want it now, there you go.
All right, we'll get to Walter, Andrea, Colby right after this.